You know, as you fish across the country, there's numerous trails that you get to run into. And recently we ran across a guy by the name of Gordon Stauffer. And Gordon, you've got a great trail called Media Bass.
I like to think it's pretty great.
Well, let's talk a little bit about it. You know, you're very, very proud of it, I'm sure. And tell me about kind of where you're located. I know you've got Oklahoma and Texas pretty well keyed in. Tell me a little bit about your trail.
Well, currently we're connecting tournaments in Oklahoma and Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arkansas, and we started out originally back in 1989 in the great city of Dallas, Texas.
So you've kind of grown that thing into a multi-state trail, and your numbers continue to grow as well.
Yes, it does. Participation is just mind-boggling to me for a tournament trail that first several years, 20 entries was a big day, and to be where we are now with members in so many states liking what we do, it's really gratifying.
Well, you know, it's really about how you run a trail. You know, people are going to come back and fish. As long as you make promises that you deliver on and do the good things that you say you're going to do, people will come back and fish with you because they've got that trust factor, don't they?
Yes, they do. And I've never tried to be self-promoting or grandiose, over the top, or anything like that. And guess some people thought that was safe, risk-free, but I thought that was probably just a practical, sensible way to go about it.
Well, you know, over the years I've got to know you. You're that kind of a guy in real life, too, you know. So it's kind of a funny thing to, you know, you're able to carry that over into your trail. And I'm sure that people really kind of are looking for a tournament director that isn't over the top. They're looking for somebody that's steady and does what he says he's going to do.
I think that probably describes me as just a kind of a steady. I always remember about the race of the tortoise and the hare, and it was always the tortoise that wins the race. I think that you make mistakes when you're going slow, you can correct them a lot easier than when you make mistakes if you're going fast.
Well, let's kind of talk about, you know, you mentioned all the states you're in, but let's kind of talk about format and really some of the things you're doing, maybe some of the sponsors you've got and how you got involved in the Bass Fan Army as well.
Well, as far as our sponsors go, it starts way back when with a little depth finder company. It's no longer in business. But we've been working, fortunately, with Eagle Claw for a very long time. They were one of our original sponsors. And recent sponsorship with Bass Cat Boats, I just can't begin to tell anybody listening to this how important to me that is, that the Bass Cat Boat was the first bass boat I ever sat in and learned to bass fish from a Bass Cat back in 1973 or 74, somewhere in there. To be working with the Pierce family is just, I don't even know the words to describe it, but it's exciting and it's kind of living a dream almost for me. But we've kept a lot of sponsors for a long time. The D.R. Horton family, America's home builders, are good friends of ours, and they're good supporters of us as well, and they're fishermen as well. And golly, if I were to list all my sponsors, I don't know if you have time on the air to list them.
Well, you know, you mentioned Bass Cat, and I think it's apropos to talk about the fact that they just got the J.D. Power for customer satisfaction. And when you think about that, you know, a family-owned business with the Pierce family, and as long as they've been building bass boats, that's really a nice thing for them. And it's nice that you've got that association, I'm sure.
Yes. I don't know how to find the words to describe it. It's so personal. It goes way beyond business. It just doesn't even involve business to a large degree, to just reflect on the hours I spent as a kid fishing on a lake in a boat and be working with this family, and that we're both, our paths have finally crossed, you know, we're intertwined at a different level. It's beyond my comprehension, beyond words I can even say to your listeners. But their quality speaks for itself. They won hands down in every category on the J.D. Powers Awards, and to be associated with somebody that, it makes me want to just slap myself.
Well, don't do that, because we got to finish this radio interview. But, you know, the big thing is that what you're doing is you're continually growing. You know, you're looking at gaining new membership. You're also, you know, you've got championships and you've got leagues across the states that you mentioned. It's got to be kind of neat for you to see this thing finally coming, you know, the way you want it to come together.
Yes, and it's probably a good time to mention how Media Bass really came into existence. Back in 1989, the Bassmaster Megabucks tournaments were just getting started, and I was just totally intrigued by the 10-hole fishing course concept early on, from the first moment I heard of it. So I started Media Bass to offer a 10-hole concept on a local level, and that's the way I conducted my championships for probably 10 or 12 years of Media Bass. We had a championship done in 10-hole courses, and I still love that whole concept and that way of fishing, and that's why Media Bass started putting on tournaments.
Well, you know, you think about that, that's very unusual. You know, the Megabucks format, the showdown format, some of those kind of things. But it does make it unique and different, and I'm sure a lot of the guys, they get interested because you've got that format.
Yeah, and unfortunately we don't. We kind of outgrew that for now. I'm looking for a good time and appropriate venue to bring that 10-hole concept back on what I consider the local angler level. Of course, right now all those types of tournaments are offered only on a higher echelon in the fishing industry type of folks. I like to present things on the average guy, average fisherman type of level, and that's where my heart is, and that's where I is anyway, and that's where I intend to bring the 10-hole concept. Now that we have a larger audience than ever before, I think at the timing is getting very close to reintroducing that 10-hole concept, that we can give it the just rewards.
Well, you know, you got involvement now in the Bass Fan Army, so not only do you get to fish the trails that you're fishing with Media Bass, but the anglers who fish with you, if they sign up as an Army member, first of all, they get a great package. For $19.95, they get about $40 worth of tackle and miscellaneous things that they get in that tackle pack, and, you know, feedback's been very, very good on the tackle packs that went out. But you also get a chance to fish for $100,000 come August.
Yeah, that's a really nice opportunity you're offering the fishermen, and my hat's off to you guys for doing that, and I'm looking forward to seeing it come to fruition. And the Bass Fan Army is going to march on. There's no doubt about it, and I'm glad to be a part of it. And I enjoy the Bass Fan on the Internet website as well. It's good reading and very up-to-date and always thought-provoking.
Well, you know, what we want to do, and I think that's a good segue for me to do a little advertising here with you, but, you know, we're really looking at the grassroots guys and, you know, the heartland across the country. I mean, the center part of the country, all the way to the west, all the way to the north, all the way to the south, the southern part where you're at. What we're doing is we're taking these grassroots guys and really giving them the same media coverage that you may get, you know, in a pro magazine. And the neat thing about that is that, you know, they're able to leverage that media coverage maybe into more sponsorships and endorsements as well. And Media Bass plays right into that as well.
Good. I hope so. I will want to do anything I can to help to promote the Bass Fan Army and the many folks that are to come yet and join the Army. I would encourage them to do that. And if Media Bass can play a part, I'm willing.
Well, you know, I think the key element that you're looking at is, you know, you're really trying to grow your trail. We're hoping that we have a little part in that. And you know, if there's anything we can do, we're going to continue to try to raise the bar. We've got a few tricks up our sleeve that we're going to bring in the Army. And, you know, the first thing you have to do is become a member, which is easy to do. You just go out to the Internet and do that. But you also have to be a member of Media Bass to be involved as well in your neck of the woods.
Right. And we have grown in our membership around here, and We've emphasized the use of the Internet for our tournament results, which have always been a time-honored tradition at Media Bass to put accurate, timely information to our members. But now we're relying on the Internet so much that I get to impress on the fishermen the Bass Fan website and the Media Bass website, and there are just so many webheads out there, it's not even funny to think about. 5 years ago, how many people I would ask, how many people have been to MediaBass.com? Well, I'll take it back, 1997, something like that. People, one or two guys might even raise their hands. Now, if I ask a crowd at a tournament how many people have not been to MediaBass.com, there's only one or two that haven't been there. So the Internet is such a useful tool, and to have such good information like the Bass Fan website is just really, really neat. Helps everybody out to learn and stretch our minds and expand our thoughts.
Well, Gordon, I appreciate you being with us here, and we look forward to great things happening with you at Media Bass and look forward to the year as it presents itself.
Well, thank you very much for this time with you, Terry, and I wish you the best, and I'll be at your disposal anytime you ask.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Army Radio.